State has made it a one-run game after the sacrifice fly by Dominic Canzone. Tying run remains at third base as Noah West, who has been very hot, is the highest average on the team right now at 368. Looking to give the tying run, which is just at third base, here against the Minnesota closer, Brian Glowicki. See what Glowicki can see what he can do in this type of jam. Fires the first pitch, showing butt, but backing off for a ball. Is West 1-0. Runners on the corners now for the sacrifice fly by Canzone. Brought in a run. Zach Ratcliffe with the score. Crowd beginning to clap. Glowicki fires. Showing bunt again and taking a strike, even the count at 1-1. West has home run potential for a second baseman. And a nine-hole hitter. One of the most consistent nine-hole hitters you're going to find, not only in the Big Ten, but perhaps the entire country. As Glowicki in the windup fires the 1-1 pitch. Getting the butt down is West. Only option is the first, and they get the force out at first, but that will advance the runner to second and third. So good job by Noah West. He does his job. The only downside with the Buckeyes, there's two outs now. So the sacrifice fly option is negated. And now we'll bring up the top of the order with the center fielder, Trey Gant. The junior looking for arguably the biggest hit of this series. A base hit to give the Buckeyes the lead. They trail at 6-5 here in the home half of the eighth to Minnesota. Very thrilling, highly intense game. The first game was an absolute rout. Minnesota dominated after trailing 2-0 in the fourth inning to Ohio State. They scored 15 unanswered runs. They were to win by a 10-run lead. The one to win 15-5 is Trey Gant, the right-handed hitter, steps into the batter's box. Runners at second and third, two out for the Buckeyes. Glowicki getting the signal from his catcher, Matt Stempert. Glowicki sets in the windup, fires the first pitch. This ball ripped down the right field line, but foul, 0-1. Trey Gant, 1-for-4 in this game. No activity in the Minnesota bullpen right now, so figures that they're going to rely on Glowicki to close this game if need be. 0-1 count to Gant. Glowicki in the lineup, fires, and very close pitch, tantalizingly close, but it misses outside. Looks like it could have painted the outside corner. 1-1. Runners at second and third, a 6-5 lead for Minnesota. If you're just joining us here, Sports Epic, delighted to have you with us here on SGSR Radio. We'll see if Trey Gant can deliver. The 1-1 pitch in the windup, he fires, misses down low, ball two. 2-1 to count on Trey Gant with two outs in the inning. And Matt Stepper's going to go have a talk with his closer, Brian Glowicki. You've got to figure that the closer and the catcher, if there's any combination of pitchers that have to be on the same page when it matters the most in this situation, looking to preserve a 6-5 lead, it's certainly the closer and the catcher. Matt Stempert and Brian Glowicki definitely have to be on the same page right now. That is crucial for the Gophers if they're going to get the sweep of the Buckeyes here in Columbus. 2-1 the count, two out, two on for the Buckeyes, both in scoring position. And the windup, the 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed by Trey Gant, evens the count at 2-2. A strikeout away from escaping the inning. Basically unscathed is Glowicki coming out of the bullpen, looking to close it. He'll have double duties. He will come out in the bottom of the ninth, presumably, as well for the Gophers. Beating 6-5 over Ohio State. Look in the lineup. 2-2 pitch. Misses down low. Full count. Runners should be off on the 3-2 pitch with two outs in the inning. Full count pitch coming up here for Brian Glowicki, looking to get out of this jam for Minnesota. Gets a signal from his catcher. Payoff on the 3-2 pitch. Glowicki fires. Check swing on the appeal. And he walked him. Ball four. And the bases are loaded with two outs, and that will bring up Jacob Barnwell. What more could you ask for in a baseball game right now? 6-5 our score, bases loaded, two outs, working against the closer Brian Glowicki for the Golden Gophers. Jacob Barnwell, the right-handed hitter, He's 1-for-4 in this game, looking for the biggest hit of the series so far. Looking in the windup, fires the first pitch. In there for a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Ohio State did score off a wild pitch earlier in this game, but so did Minnesota. Three errors in the game for Minnesota, uncharacteristic of a fundamentally sound team. As Lookie fires the pitch, that one misses down low and inside, even to count at 1-1. Bases loaded, 1-1 the count on Jacob Barnwell. Two outs in the inning. Loicki fires. Outside corner in there for a called strike. One ball, two strikes to count now. A strike away from getting out of a bases loaded jam for the Minnesota closer. It'll be very typical for him, too. He has not blown a save this year. Barnwell getting set into the batter's box. Crowd clapping. The 1-2. And he struck him out looking. Brian Glowicki freezes him for strike three called, and the inning is over. The Buckeyes leave him loaded, and we will head to the top of the ninth, 6-5 Minnesota.